Mm-hmm. You're not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet a tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Sasha Frank podcast. This is Introducing Sasha Frank, the series, and we are at episode 8. This series is going to kind of be another continuation from episode 7, the previous episode, starting to find your passions that you used to have and finding purpose in the time that you have now to start developing those passions, because you will never have another time like this. So in this episode, I wanted to talk about cutting things out because, before in college or whatever, however it was for you previously, before you started to begin the process and be on this journey of adulthood, of navigating through it. A lot of times we have, of course, school that's panned out for us, but, we don't necessarily take out some of the things. Like some of us or some people, they use a lot of their time to get on Facebook or some type of social media, Instagram or whatever, Twitter. And they use that for most of the time when they should have been studying. So I think this time around, it's good to kind of look at the things that you did that weren't necessarily good for you, good habits, and write those down and just kind of see how things are similar and see things that you want to change. And how it can be better for you this time around, so you can be more consistent and you can just get things done a little bit more effectively. So what I did with my schedule, I started to cut out and just having like a small amount of time for social media. So I'll do all the work during the day, but then I'll end up, getting on social media around like noon or 1 or 3 or whatever the case is, whatever I scheduled for it, so I can be more accountable and not just kind of go to it all day long instead of doing what I'm supposed to do. So I did that. And then also, I started to cut out like television, which technically, I always cut out television because ever since I was younger, I never wanted a TV in my room. So I would go downstairs and I would go watch TV when I wanted to. But there actually also came a point where I wouldn't even go downstairs to watch TV. Like, I would rather not. And so I think it was like, a span of like 3 years where I didn't really watch TV. And then one day, then I started to kind of watch it, but it was little increments of it instead of it being large doses like maybe before. I don't remember how much it was, but I do know when I first started back, it was so weird to me because I had to relearn how to use like a television set and the remote control because I haven't done it in so long. So I felt like kind of illiterate in that area. And my parents had told me about this series that they had on Netflix. So I literally watched that whole season, like I think 2 seasons in like 2 days, and my eyes were literally burning. Like, I hadn't watched TV in so long and my eyes were burning so much, and I had to just close them and go to sleep. It was pretty intense. But from that experience, I've learned to just, you know, give myself, you know, small little doses of TV if I do decide to watch it. So now, like social media, I'll just say maybe just watch one episode for that day if I do watch TV that day. And it's very rare, so I don't watch it that often. But when I do, I limit my time so that, like I said before, I can be more accountable with the hours and the minutes of the day, so I can use it to make sure that I'm doing everything that I need to. Another thing that I would do is I started to do this a while ago. I just stopped watching or listening to mainstream music. And it was kind of a conscious decision, but it was also because I really, really enjoyed old classic stuff like Motown and like classic rock and just more classic music than just the old school. Like, I'm an old soul, so like I really enjoyed that type of thing. So I cut out listening to a lot of music, and so like a lot of the artists today I don't really know too much about because I don't really listen to it, but that was just my decision that I wanted to make for myself. And so you just have to figure out what you want to make for yourself. And I also did it because I wanted to be the most authentic to myself musically as I could be, and it wasn't as if I was trying to copy anybody. I was just trying to do what came out of my heart, that type of thing. So that was my decision behind that. And then another thing that I started to be more conscious of, because I told you a couple episodes ago that I would always run, well, not run, but I would literally go to every event that I could, that I was invited to, because I was just trying to be in the center of everything, trying to just be where all the people were and everything. So I would go to every event that I was invited to, all my friends invited me to and whatnot. And I started to cut that out. That was a conscious decision, but also because I was still looking for work at that time. I kind of had to budget. So like I had to choose, like, do I want to do this or do I want to go all the way to an event that, you know, is not really going to give me fulfillment anyway. So I kind of was pushed into that, but it was kind of a direction that I was going into anyway. So it kind of worked its way out. So looking at all of this, like, it's crazy how just by going through your experience and like going step by step, you kind of learn and start to see what doesn't really matter and what doesn't really benefit your life. And of course, there are people that might not benefit your life. There are things that might not benefit your life, and there are careers that might not benefit your life. And you kind of have to see what is best for you. And because I wanted to have better character as a person, and I'm still working on it, none of us are perfect, and I'm surely not perfect, but I also began to, some of the friends that I did have, I stopped talking to them. It was kind of a natural progression. I was so far away, and so, you know, they didn't reach out to me, I didn't reach out to them, and it just wasn't really as important anymore. So not saying that they weren't important, but sometimes God just separates you from different people, and he separates you and isolates you not to be mean to you, but so you can just truly sit there and really find out what your purpose in life is. So he can kind of whisper in your ear and let you know all these things that you kind of overlooked before. So that was very big for me to cut off different people, like I said, not purposely or intently a lot of the times, but of course sometimes. But we just want our character to be good, and we also want to manage our time well, and we want to just walk in our purpose. And a lot of times we have to make tough decisions in order to do that. So one thing that I do want you guys to do is to think of some decisions, some tough decisions that you might have to make right now, it might not necessarily be, you know, cutting off friends or quitting your job or whatever the case is. It might be something different. It might be something simple, something as simple as just cutting out the time that you spend on social media or cutting out the time that you spend watching TV or listening to music. Just the idle time that we have a lot of times that we don't even think about. But in reality, it could be like 5, sometimes 3, 4, 5 hours that goes by, and we don't know that that many hours are going by, and we could have used that time to be more productive. And of course, we can treat ourselves, but just to be more conscious of how much time, so we can be more accountable to ourselves and our purpose and every day moving forward. So I hope that helps you guys. I hope you guys discover some of the things that you need to cut out in your life, some of the toxic people that you need to cut out in your life and all of that stuff, so you can continue moving forward in your journey. As I said, thank you so much for being in this journey along with me, and just thank you for allowing me to take part in your journey as well. Hope you enjoy your day, and until next time.